Today's Hot Country, 94.1 FM, WMIX. We have Whitney from Jefferson County CASA in here this morning joining us. Good morning, Whitney.
Good morning.
Glad to have you in to talk a little bit about cooking for CASA. Yeah. And among other things, you know, obviously that the Jefferson County CASA does. You can find them online at CASA, that's C-A-S-A, of Jefferson County, Illinois on Facebook, or go to jeffcocasa.org. They also have an office on North 12th Street, is that right?
Yeah, 612 North 12th Street.
Right there in Mount Vernon, so check them out. But cooking for CASA, that is coming up. Real quick, we always do it, and I always like to have you kind of explain, just in case we have anybody new or anybody that doesn't know what Jefferson County CASA is. It's Court-Appointed Special Advocates, mm-hmm. That's what the acronym is. And kind of you give us an overlay of what, you know, what it is, what CASA does, you know, for kids in the community.
Yeah, so basically we are volunteers that are just community members. So you don't have to have any type of special training. We actually train our volunteers ourselves. And we assign them to a child that is in foster care or a group of siblings. And they basically build relationships with those kids, learn everything there is to know about their life, talk to people in their lives. We go to court and we're a voice for the child in court. But then outside of court, we're the eyes and the ears of the judge and can report back things that the judge might not otherwise find out about. And we advocate anywhere from medical needs to, placement needs or permanency or, any type of thing that they might need, we try to advocate for.
Yeah. And as far as like a time commitment, how long are we looking at maybe per week or per month for someone that's wanting to get involved and volunteer?
We usually say about 5 to 10 hours per month. And that really depends on the case. You know, some cases are not quite as intricate and some require a lot more time. And I always say it's like having another family member. You know, it's like your grandkids or your best friend's kids. You know, the interest level that you would have in their life is about the same. You might be texting people and following up on emails, checking in on how people are doing and things like that. That's a lot of what the time is. And then a little bit of court here and there. And even court and meetings and things like that are like every 3 to 6 months. It's not like you're spending hours every month in court and stuff like that. So,
and you know, just a reminder, it's not like you have to have a law degree.
Right.
Exactly. You say court, but it's mm-hmm. it's all the training that you need, CASA will give you.
Oh, yeah. And we do have, while CASA is a volunteer program, we do have staff members. So our staff follows everybody along the way with everything. You never go to court by yourself. You don't have to figure out what to do by yourself. We've really got a big family of people that work together to make everything happen. The advocates are just the boots on the ground. They're the ones that are really going out and building those relationships with the kids.
Yeah, and because it's a nonprofit, because it's such a volunteer-geared organization, you have fundraisers.
We do.
Throughout the year, including, you know, cooking for CASA, which has made some changes here and there over the years. It's kind of grown and evolved, as all fundraisers should. And this particular one will be your 13th?
It is the 13th.
13th mm-hmm. Cooking for CASA, very cool stuff. That is on Saturday, January 18th at the Doubletree by Hilton in Mount Vernon. Kind of run us through, what exactly is cooking for CASA? Are you still taking chefs, or are you looking for event sponsors, or all the above?
All of the above, really. So it's an interesting placement of time when we do this right after the holidays. So people tend to wait until after the holidays to kind of jump into gear. But right now we've got 29 chefs. I'd really like to have more like 35. So we would take new chefs at any point still. However, that means there's going to be 29 different foods you can try. Mm. It's a lot.
That'll work.
it's really a fun night. And we can still do sponsorships. And we have a digital cookbook that all of our chefs and sponsors go into so that all the dishes that you sample through the night, you'll have access to those recipes. And then also we've got a silent auction and a live auction. We're still accepting donations for that, but we've already got a lot of really cool items for those as well.
Yeah, so if you're a business and you'd like to sponsor, you can obviously do that. If you'd like to be a sponsor and also be involved, you can be a chef. If mm-hmm. if you'd like to be involved, but you know you can't be there, maybe you have something else going on, you can always donate something to the auctions.
Right.
So there's multiple ways to get involved, right?
Yeah, and we still have plenty of tickets available. And this year we can actually do ticket sales online. I don't think we had that figured out yet last year, but we've got that on our website and on our Facebook page too, where you can find the link to order those tickets, or you can come into the office or call. We also have tables available too if you wanted to purchase a whole table for your business or your friends. But it really is a fun night and lots of really good food. And it does not cost anything to be a chef. That's a question we get sometimes. The chefs do provide their own food, so that would be the cost. And we do provide like a tax receipt for them. If they wanted to submit their receipts to us, we can give them that. But really just the cost of their food is the only cost to be a chef.
Okay. Yeah. Jeffco Casa, JeffcoCasa.org. That's the website. Or obviously the Facebook page, which has got a lot of information. All the links that you need are on the Facebook page. There's an event page for Cooking for Casa on January 18th. At the Doubletree by Hilton. We have some tickets to give away here. We'll probably do that later on this hour. Pretty good value. A couple of tickets get you in. What are they, $50 a pop?
Yeah.
So you're going to get to sample, what'd you say, 20 what?
We've got 29 right now, and I'm really hoping to get five more or so.
As I say, at least 30, right?
Yeah.
You got to get to at least 30.
Absolutely. Absolutely. I may be cooking by the end of it. Who knows? Yeah, just to get... I'm in finally. I can cook.
There you go. Just to get that 30 number, you know, because right. It'd be nice to be in that nice round 30.
Absolutely.
So if you want to be a chef, you want to be a sponsor, you want to donate something to the silent auction, or you just want to donate in general, or if you want to learn more about CASA, hit them up on their Facebook page, CASA of Jefferson County. That's CASA of Jefferson County, Illinois. Or go to their 13th annual Cooking for CASA event, Saturday, January 18th. Starting at 5 p.m. at the Doubletree by Hilton, and be staying listening here to WMIX for your chance to win some tickets. Whitney, you got anything else coming up outside of this?
No, I think that's about it. So
at some point, we'll have you back in. Obviously, you'll have your golf scramble that we can talk about.
We do. We'll have a luau kind of at the end of the spring, beginning of the summer, so which seems like it's far away, but as soon as
right.
we get done, you know, after we have a long weekend after cooking for CASA, it'll be time to start planning the luau. So
yeah, once the snow and ice melts, it'll be here before we know it.
So. It will.
All right, Whitney, we appreciate you coming in. Thank you so much.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Whitney with Jefferson County CASA. Check them out online, jeffcocasa.org, or find their Facebook page, CASA of Jefferson County, Illinois.